For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Mexico produced about 8 tons of pure heroin this year. On the other hand, this year Afghanistan produced 610 tons of heroin, about 75 times more than all South American sources combined, up 33-fold since the U.S.-led Operation Enduring Freedom upended the Taliban narcotics production in 2001. A new poll has found that 40% of Afghans now approve of poor farmers growing opium poppies, up from 26% last year. 1/8 of Afghans are now directly involved with poppy cultivation, and narcotics trafficking currently accounts for as much as 60% of the Afghan economy. CIA Director Michael Hayden told Congress last month that Afghan narcotics production and distribution is, quote, almost the devil's own problem, end quote. The DEA, the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, and Afghan President Hamid Karzai are all imploring the Pentagon to become active in fighting the country's narcotics trade. The Pentagon has so far refused their entreaties. While officials dither, Afghan heroin production increased by half this year from last. In other news, this week Saudi Arabia beheaded a Pakistani citizen and his daughter for smuggling heroin into the kingdom. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Stop the violence. The drug war claimed 2 more innocent victims last month. Kathleen Johnston was an 88-year-old Atlanta woman. Narcotics officers were either operating on a bad tip or on no information at all. Their informant now claims that he did not tell police a crack dealer lives at her address. When the police burst into her home late at night, Kathleen Johnston did what any other fearful elderly woman would do. She grabbed her gun and fired. The police reacted. Ms. Johnston died. In Queens, New York, a bachelor party at a nightclub ended in tragedy when undercover officers opened fire on a vehicle carrying the groom and 2 friends. Police fired 50 rounds at the unarmed men, killing Sean Bell the night before his wedding. His young bride-to-be, now a sort of widow, cheated of her future. These are just 2 of the thousands of tragedies, large and small, which are an inevitable byproduct of this insane, un-American war on drugs. They are the reasons we are working to change these laws. We owe that to their memories and to ourselves. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Why do we believe in these politicians? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.